Is that you, darling? I'm sorry. I'm going to have to ask you not to come into my room today. I'm sick. Oh no, it's fine. It's nothing serious, but it would be better for you to not get near me today, okay? No, you don't have to trouble yourself with all that. I don't need any super tea. I'm just going to rest. I'm afraid you'll just have to fend for yourself today. Darling, that sounded like one of my pots. You're not making me soup, right? I told you, I don't need any. You're so stubborn sometimes. Fine, but just leave it by the door. Don't come in, okay? Sorry if that sounded curt. I'm tired and it's making me act weird. As long as you're making me soup, would you mind making it just broth and meat? No noodles or vegetables or anything, please. No, I know, but I don't need it anyway, so it might as well just be the stuff that I actually enjoy. Thank you, sweetie. You're the best. Oh, is it ready? Okay then. Like I said, just by the door. Oh, like I said, it's no big deal. A fever and some achiness. Nothing at all to worry about. What? No, no. You're not going to just risk it. I'm not telling you to stay out because I'm contagious. It's because... Well, now you've done it. Come here. Gotcha. Shush. Spilled soup is the least of your worries now. I'm afraid you're just stuck with me for the rest of the day. I tried to warn you to stay away because I knew you had stuff to do today, but now all your plans are out the window. Alright, where do I begin? Well, do you remember how I was visiting my mother a few days ago? It seems I caught soot snout from her. I'm not surprised, you've never heard of it. It's a dragon disease. That's why I said I'm not worried about being contagious. You can't get sick from it. But as a dragon-blooded, I can. The problem here is that, because it's a dragon disease, the dragon side of me is taking hold in order to fight it back, so I don't have much control over myself right now. You notice all the books. I might have taken them all from the library on my way home last night. I know. I'll take them back as soon as I'm better, but I can't help it right now. I'm hoarding. And lest you forget, you are my most valued treasure. No, this time I'm really hoarding. You had to deal with compulsions before. But this time my instincts are in full force. I was barely able to hold myself back from snatching you up because you weren't in the room with me, but I'm sorry, but now I can't help myself. So basically, you're stuck in this bed with me for at least the rest of the day. I'll probably be feeling well enough tomorrow to let you go, but... we'll just have to see. So, I suppose, as long as we're going to be here, we ought to think of something interesting to do together. Hmm. Well, I suppose I should be glad that you're still the same adorable, clueless human I fell in love with. All right, that's fine. So, what do you know about Soot Snout? It's not very serious of a disease. It's sort of like a dragon's version of a cold, for the most part. The worst symptom of Soot Snout is supposed to be difficulty breathing fire. It mostly comes out of smoke instead, hence the name. But obviously, that's not a problem for me since I can't breathe fire. That's a very rare ability for dragon-blooded. The only one I know who can do that is my grandpa. In the case of dragon-blooded, the worst part of almost any dragon illness like this is the strengthening of our dragon side. It changes all sorts of things. Aside from hoarding, I also get a really strong craving for meat. Speaking of which, yeah, I guess the soup's just a lost cause now that it's all over the floor. Sorry you went through all that work for nothing. Nope, not happening. I'm too tired to go out to the kitchen. It took everything I had to wrestle you into bed. And I'm not letting you leave me. Soup will have to wait until I've rested. That's exactly what I've been saying. The hoarding is a pain. It's not my fault you didn't listen to me. Although, I do have to admit, I'm a little bit glad that you didn't listen. I feel a little less blah that you're here with me. I wanted you to be able to do the things you needed to do today, but it's no fun suffering alone. You really have a talent for making me happy just by being around. I'm not sure if I'll ever know exactly what it is about you that makes me feel so light. Oh, well, isn't that sweet? Well, I'm very happy that I make you feel the same way. I know my dragon side makes me a little unpredictable sometimes, but in the end, it's all because of how much I love you. I want to kiss you some more. Maybe I won't let you go in the morning. Maybe I'll just keep myself all wrapped around you forever. Wouldn't that be nice? Food. I like to eat, don't get me wrong, but why would I waste my time with that? When I could be having so much more fun gobbling you up. What's the matter? Getting bashful? How funny for you to be so nervous about spending time with me. We've been lovers for... how long has it been now? A while now. Oh, am I? Well, maybe I'm being extra passionate because you are being extra adorable today. Or, you know, maybe it's the fever. Who knows? Either way, I hope you're prepared for how the rest of this day is going to go. Your natural naivete can only protect you for so long. sooner or later, I'm going to get through to you. You know, we should do this again sometime when I'm not sick. Being all snuggled up with you and not worrying about how much time I have for this is really nice. It would be nice if I didn't feel all gross while it was happening. But, of course, the worst part of this is the tiredness that's going to come afterwards. I've had soot snout before and it always takes a lot out of me. Even after I get better, I'll be tired and groggy for several days. Which isn't so bad, aside from the fact that it's really going to make it hard for me to plan the... well, never mind. Anyways, I think we were talking about how cute you are today. Oh, sure. Now you're suddenly so observant. I can drop double entendres all day and you don't notice, but one half-finished sentence and now you're some kind of detective. Well, no point in hiding anymore then. I've been planning a vacation for us. Of course I didn't tell you. First of all, it was supposed to be a surprise. Second, I know for a fact that if I let you get involved in the planning, you'll keep trying to insist on scaling things down because you don't want me to spend money on you. See? You've got to stop thinking like that. I want us to both have a great time. You don't need to feel guilty just because you're between jobs. I'm happy to spend money for things that you enjoy. Ah, but you're forgetting. I don't care about money or gold, because that's not my treasure. You are. Money doesn't do me any good if I'm not using it to keep me and my treasure healthy and happy. Doesn't that make sense? I'm starting to get a little sleepy. All this excitement has taken a lot out of me, darling. I'm going to get a little shut-eye. I told you, didn't I? I'm keeping you here with me. Whether you're tired or not, you're staying right here in bed with me. And don't think that you can sneak away from me when I fall asleep. I'm going to keep a nice, tight grip on you. You feel nice. Like a warm, comfy body pillow. Good night, my darling treasure. We'll talk again when I wake up. Mm.